Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
That's right, we're here. What's up? This is In This League. Live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's a three-hour edition of Bogman and the Welsh. That is us, Bogman over there, Welsh right here. It's going down, baby. What's up,
Welsh? We're just getting started.
I was about to say, what's up, Welsh? What's up, Bogman?
What's up, Welsh? What's up, Bogman? How's it going, Scotty? How are you? I'm pretty good.
Let's just start doing podcasts where we talk to ourselves. Hey, Welsh, what's going on?
I don't know.
Not drinking right now, so not everything's great. You know what I mean? Now you talk to yourself.
Hey, are you ready for this show? Well, it's 3 hours. It's going to be a while, right?
We have a listener who was just like, I think it was Top. My boy Top was just like, I don't know if he's just trying to be fun, but he's just like, can you guys do more of your show? I need more than 3 hours. And he said, he's like, this has become my favorite thing that you do, which is quite a statement for what we do. And both of us were just like, I mean, it's like 3 hours, man. Like, it's already a lot of what we do.
I mean, we could do more throughout the week, I'm sure. But, I mean, what are we going to do? Half the day of Saturday programming? What are we going to do, 6 hours?
I mean, 3 hours. I think we do a good job. We pull it all together. It's amazing that we cannot kill all the content from every show. I mean, there's always a little bit of overlap, but we have fun over here. It's so much fun.
So much fun.
Yeah. All right. Any other conversations you want to have with yourself, though?
I have Tyreek Evans levels of fun when I'm by myself. That's right.
He might have do the same thing. He might be actually talking to himself when he was doing that. So jump right into it.
So for whatever he's doing, we have no idea what it was, but we know whatever it is, it's bad. We're like Mr. Mackey with Tyreek Evans. We're like, drugs are bad. Okay.
Yeah. We're going to definitely talk about that. We're going to talk about the NBA draft lottery, who was drunk, who won the lottery, my anger. We have got some, and I wasn't the drunk one. It's amazing.
We could do an hour on how mad the Welsh is. And I'm always like, are you a little better today? And he's like, yeah, I'm better. And then the more he starts talking about it, talking about it, and talking about it, the anger level rises. So
I heard people talking about it today, and I was just like, I'm like, they talk about the draft. I'm like, get over it. And they start talking about it, and then I just started like getting more involved and listening.
It's not so bad because there are some good players at six, and
I start throwing things. They're like, whoa, that cup just fly in here? And I'm like, shut up about Darius Garland, you losers. Yeah, so we'll talk about that. We will talk some baseball. I don't even know what we're going to talk about. I don't know. You know what? That's what we do. Sometimes we what's that saying, Bogman? Fly by the seat of our pants?
Life finds a way.
What's that saying?
Is that the one you're looking for?
No, life, if you listen to me, I said fly by the seat of our pants.
Yeah, that's it.
I did it?
Got it, yeah. I feel like you looked that one up and you were ready to use it.
Not at all. I'm just...
I don't know if I believe that.
That's what happens when you don't drink for a little bit, Bogman. It all starts coming back. All starts coming back. Been running, been hiking, not drinking.
Yeah, you doing all this stuff. He's going to turn into Einstein in a month. Yeah. So
welcome, fellow sentient beings. Welcome to the show. We're going to be talking about nuclear physics. We actually, on our secret show, we were just talking about like AI and consciousness swaps into other beings. And then... You know, you did a good job of just derailing us and taking us into a really inappropriate direction.
Yeah. Well, or for us, appropriate.
That's true. We do a lot of stuff. So that's what we got on docket. A little bit of everything. And sometimes we'll just let it come to us. But the probably the biggest news, at least over the last 24 hours, the most shocking news, at least for the people that care about basketball. But I don't think you have to care about basketball to be interested in this. And it is the story of Tyreek Evans. And by the way, I caught myself when I was doing research earlier in the day typing Tyreek Hill. And I was just like, oh, we're just, this is the wrong one. But I just immediately, when I thought of problems and issues and I started with Tyreek, I went to Hill, yeah. Not Evans. But Tyreek Evans has been, I love how they said dismissed from the league. He's been kicked out of the NBA is essentially what it was. But their terminology was so odd because he failed not just a drug test, but it was, I think, I'm trying to remember what the terminology, I don't have it in front of me, but it was like he failed the
drugs of abuse.
There you go. That's exactly what it was. He failed the drugs of abuse and he has been kicked out of the league. And he can apply for reinstatement, but not for 2 years. So that's what's going on. But the big issue with it was, all right, like, what's the deal? You know, why did he get kicked out? We don't know of him having any past issues or anything like that. We weren't aware of that. And the report came out that this was a first-time offense. So what are the things that could kick you out with a first-time offense? And that is kind of the big question, Bogman. And yeah, it ultimately comes down to one thing, Bogman.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
I love that laugh. Hold on, let's listen to that again. Hold on. Let's listen to Rick James real quick.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
I want someone to loop Rick James laughing with Kawhi Leonard. Like, just get those two and laugh off. It'd be so great.
Sounds like a robot Kawhi does when he laughs. There is a list of drugs. And when I first looked at this, I thought he tested positive for all of these things.
I mean, it was ridiculous. Bogman was having a field day.
I was like, where is he doing all of this?
It's like, how is he alive?
Is he still alive?
Is he Lamar Odom?
Yeah, someone like Lamar Odom was like, yeah, I've had really bad memory problems ever since my incident. It's like, yeah, everyone's surprised you're still alive.
Yeah.
And know your own name.
Well, you're practically injecting the drugs into your brain. We totally get it. So, yeah. That little rumor is not true. There was a list of, do you have the list in front of you?
Yes, I do. He did one of these. So the drugs on that list are amphetamine and its analogs, which include.
Analogs?
Yeah, methamphetamine, cocaine, LSD, opiates, heroin, codeine, morphine, and PCP.
So that reminds me of a little thing right like this.
What's in this? My heart's starting to beat really fast.
Tyreek?
weed, mostly.
Oh, so thanks, Tyreek. Okay.
Got a bit of opium in it.
Oh.
Some heroin. Crunched up ease.
Clorox.
Methadone. Subutex. Morphine. Peyote. Some other stuff that's unidentifiable. And I think a little bit of angel dust, actually, if I'm not mistaken.
You know, big glue.
Keep it traditional.
Yeah.
Keep it traditional. What was the line of that movie, by the way? The walls.
The furry walls. Yeah, so I did that in the group me room. I was like, live look at Tyreek Evans during his drug test. And it was just Puffy, combing the furry walls. Remember, he's like, I'm gonna put this stuff on all across the outside of my house. My house is going to look like an effing werewolf.
Oh, God. What was can we play that song? That was
great. The F do they call it a Jeffrey?
Let's see. I'm going to pull that up. Little Furry Walls from Infinite Sorrow.
How the snow.
Wasn't that really Russell Brand?
Yeah.
He's pretty good. So this is the Furry Walls song. Come on, Tyreek. Got a lot of time to, we'll just bring that. We'll just sit under that. We'll have little furry walls sitting under us. So Tyreek's been having a good time. He's been having a really good time lately.
Great time, obviously.
Yeah. So was those all the drugs? Those were all the, none of those are good.
He did one of those.
Or if he did a Jeffrey.
Or all of them.
Or he did a Jeffrey.
Or one Jeffrey, right.
Yeah.
Just to keep it traditional, like they said. But I don't know. So I watched this reminds me of a Price is Right game. And I watched that Price is Right documentary last night.
I don't know.
Have you seen that thing?
No.
Oh, well, I hate that. I hope everyone heard how the Welsh did that. Like, you act like such an indignant a-hole when you haven't heard of something. You go, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is.
You're like, I watched that that Price is Right documentary, you know. And I'm like, no.
Everyone else in the world has heard of it. You're never the only one. And you go, I don't know what that is.
You had a little bit of confidence. Like, I should know what that is. I don't know what that is.
Most people know what it is.
What is it?
So, or instead of saying, I don't know what that is, you could say, hey, what's that?
Hello, I don't know what that is. I'm Alden Snow. What is it, Bogman?
I would rather have you do your Aldous Snow, your terrible Aldous Snow.
Oh, no.
I'm Jonah Hill doing Aldous Snow.
Oh, no, Bogman. What is it? What's the Price is Right documentary?
That terrible English accent, me. Yes. Unfortunately, yes, it is.
All right, so what is the documentary?
It's the perfect bid. So some guy did a perfect bid on a Showcase Showdown, and they did a documentary about how that wound up happening. But what this reminds me of is Higher or Lower. Do you remember that game in The Price is Right where they had a five and it was like the price of a car, right? And they start out with the bottom number. The number's five and you had to pick. Yeah. The actual number is either four or six.
Yeah, right? Yeah. That's a great game, by the way.
So, yeah, I love most of those games on there. But
we should you and I should go do The Price is Right. Like, can we go drive down there and see if we can get on?
Doing it?
Yeah, dude, Drew Carey.
I knew Drew Carey was doing it, but they didn't even say in the thing if it was still going.
Drew Carey is the gig of a lifetime. He is never going to stop doing that thing. He's getting all the money. He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to not be funny anymore like he was before.
He said in the thing that he was afraid when the guy got the price exact. He was like, "Well, I'm screwed. I'm out of a job. They're going to shut us down." So.
Well, no. Yeah, it's going to happen sometimes, Drew. It's OK. But you and I should do like a road trip down and do The Price is Right. Is there a game on The Price is Right that isn't amazingly fun?
No, I think they're all great.
Every one of them.
This one is. So let me ask you, the Welsh LSD higher or lower than cocaine and opiates?
Opiates.
Give me your draft order of these drugs. It's.
What are opiates again?
LSD, opiates are heroin, codeine, morphine. Oh, okay. So we'll put those in one. That's opiates and PCP.
I'm sorry. Run them by me one more time.
Okay. So meth, coke, LSD, opiates, PCP. What's your draft order?
I'm from lowest to worst.
Like least worst to most worst.
I hate to say it, but coke might be the bottom of it.
I'm going to put LSD as the least bad.
Okay, I mean, I guess what you're saying. Yeah, I know what you're going with.
Do you get addicted to LSD? I know you get severely addicted to coke, so.
Yeah, I don't know. Bogman, I'm going to go on a limb here. They might all be in the same tier. I feel like the top might be.
They definitely are. It's 2 years.
The top is whatever meth is and, I don't know, like PCP. So like meth those
is
two.
Worse than opiates? I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I'd say meth is the worst one, yeah. So.
Yeah, I don't know. This is not a conversation I'm able to have, but
but you could do the same thing for The Price is Right, except for it's the mountain, the yodeler.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
It's like, which one is he going over the cliff at? Is it meth or is it opiates? I'm not sure.
Oh, that'd be fun. Like, so Price is Right could have the Tyreek Evans game and it could just be, instead of a yodeler, it's Tyreek Evans. And then he's just like, walking along a mountain to different drugs.
Yeah. And then if you get it, it's.
I really think, by the way, we should it could be a documentary. It'd be like, you know, in this league, The Price is Right. Yeah, it'd be great. You know, call it $1.
It was interesting because what this guy did, he's like, he was a math teacher. And then eventually he was writing this dude that knew all of the prices for everything. He was writing math problems for standardized testing.
This is that documentary thing again, right?
Yes, exactly.
Is this popular because of the James, the Jeopardy guy? Because the Jeopardy guy has taken, you know, gambling abilities with also just being super smart, and he's kind of like gamed the system. Is the idea that this guy figured out the perfect formula for, what is this? Was this Price is Right, or was this Wheel of Fortune?
The Price is Right. Oh. This guy was just a big nerd, and the only reason this is popular is because it's on Netflix and everyone has Netflix. I can guarantee you if this was a documentary on YouTube, I never would have watched it.
Man, I'd never seen it.
I just put it on in the background because I was like, whatever, like this will be on. And it really wasn't too interesting. It was just this guy memorized all of the prices. He watched The Price is Right religiously. He started watching it when he was like 15 years old, and he started writing down the prices of everything because they reuse the same prices every single time. And he started going to The Price is Right. I think he lived in Wisconsin or Minnesota or somewhere up north. And he started driving out to L.A. Every year, and he would go to tapings, and he was the guy that would like shout out the right prices, and people would start listening to him because he would get the prices exact. And when you got the prices exact, they give you an extra $100 when you walk up on stage. So he would be shouting them out, and the people would start turning around and looking at him to do their bids. So, and he won this one guy two cars and a boat before he'd even ever been on the show.
You know, it's amazing to me. It is amazing. Think about the documentaries we have. This is our era. Like, for whatever reason, you talking about this makes me think of that documentary, The King of Kong. You know that one?
I don't think The King of Kong.
Yeah, it's like, am I getting it right? It's a documentary about.
If I were you, instead of saying, I don't know if I remember that, I'd go, I don't know what that is.
You could say that. Yeah, I think I'm 100% right. The King of Kong, A Fistful of Dollars. It's a documentary. It's a documentary about the dude, this video game dude who is like a total freaking weirdo. You never see. Okay. I've totally seen this. Yeah, check it out. King of Kong. It's just one of those like video game documentaries. But I'm just saying, it's like, this is the stuff that we're into. We're just like, hey, let's watch the game about King Kong, and then we'll watch the Price is Right documentary. It's just all in our wheelhouse. It's amazing. But hey, when we come back, I actually want to play something. I do want to play Price is Right, but I want to play this piece of audio from a very, very popular podcast that I think is really interesting to this conversation that we're having. And it has to do with NBA players and some of these potential drug issues as Tyreke Evans is out. It just happens to coincide with an interview with Matt Barnes. So I'll tell you about that. We'll credit that podcast, and I'll play this little minute piece of audio talking about drugs when players were in the NBA. And obviously, Tyreke Evans didn't get away with it. But well, I'm going to play this audio. We'll talk a little bit more about it. And then we'll talk about the other drunks in the NBA. It's going to be a great time. We got a whole bunch more, so don't go anywhere. In this league, coming back.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
In this league.
We're not the sounder. We're doing it on the fly. What's up?
Come on down.
In this league. Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right. All right, welcome back. It is In This League. Bogman and the Welsh, we are back, and just seemed appropriate to talk about or come back with The Price is Right thing since we were talking about it. So I'm going to watch this documentary now. Like, what else am I going to do?
The guy was talking about how they pick who they're going to have on the show before the show starts. It's not like a random draw or anything. And they want people with personalities and stuff. And he made a I'm just here to kiss Holly shirt. And this guy was a total weirdo, nervous dude. I was like,
sounds like the type of guy that might just learn all the little, intricacies and prices of The Price is Right and spend their life surrounded about it, might wear a shirt like that.
Right. Exactly. So I was like, what did Holly look like again? So I looked up Holly from
Who is Holly?
The Price is Right. She's one of the, you know, they always had the models to show off the products.
Oh, did people like know who they were?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I thought it was funny because this guy was like, you know, Holly just seemed like the most likable and most real one of all the models. I'm like, they never spoke. What are you talking about? The dude is embarrassing. I hate to tell you, but the dude is a bit embarrassing.
It's like the guy that's at the strip club and he's like, nah, she really likes
me.
She's
the realest stripper.
She's like real and, I'm going to help her get out of there.
She told me her real name is Tina. I know her real name. So
It's not Pepper.
Pepper. But
we knew someone named Pepper.
Yeah, we did. Oh, we peppers. Did. So, yep. God, I forgot where I was going with this.
Sorry.
No. So, Holly, I looked up Holly from The Price is Right, and apparently there was a big falling out between her and Bob Barker.
I wonder how that could have went down.
She sued Bob Barker for a bunch of money and won, and it was just this big, nasty thing. And it wasn't even like she wasn't the one accusing Bob Barker of harassment, but he wanted her to stand up for him, and she wouldn't. So he then sued her for slander, and then she countersued, and it was this whole thing. So I was like, man, that ended ugly. You know, they were on that show for like 36 years or something. So,
together? Well, she's like,
I don't think she lasted that long, but she was.
Wouldn't that be great if there was like some 60-year-old, like, I don't know what they call them. What are the people called that like some models?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Well, it's just like, remember like on Deal or No Deal, it's like the briefcase girls.
Right. I don't want to say girls for anything because you just can't do that anymore.
But the Nitro girls, WCW.
Nope, yeah. Can't do it.
Oh, we can't say girls anymore. Okay, gotcha. Girls off limits.
Unless you're heaping applause upon the showgirls, you're not allowed to say the word.
You can't say showgirls. Oh, they should change that movie. They should go back and they should redo it. Just like all the losers want Game of Thrones episode 5 to be recut, they should redo that movie, and they should also change the title because apparently the word girls is offensive to people now.
I don't want to go down any rabbit holes, the Welsh. I'm just saying, I don't want to say, you know, item girls. What would you call them? Price is Right girls? I don't know.
Call them item girls.
Well, I'm asking. I don't know. I don't know what you would call them.
Do they have item boys on that show?
I just
call
them models. So
are there men models?
I didn't know that The Price is Right was still going on until you told me 10 minutes ago. So I have no idea if they have male models.
Are they like Ravens cheerleaders, the men cheerleaders that are? I'm going to do this. Let's see. Are there male models on the pro? It auto corrected it for me. Let's see.
People are already looking.
Oh, look at this. Who is the male model on Price is Right?
No.
Look at this, Bogman. The retired NFL player and prolific Instagrammer will join a cast of models that includes Rachel Reynolds, Amber, whoever, and James O'Halloran. I don't know who any of these, but yeah, there's dudes on there. Okay, so they're progressive. They just don't call them girls or don't call them boys either.
Models.
You know what, actually, I get offended by? Are you ever around somebody? They're usually always a little bit older. And they walk around, and they're not doing it in the creepy way, but they say, hun. They call people hun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Completely not. Would you rather be, you like being called hun?
Yeah, that's fine by me. I don't care.
I don't like it. I think it's condescending. But women do it, but when men do it to women, it's condescending. Doesn't it sound condescending? Like, hey, thanks, hun. Like, don't do that.
Yeah, I get that.
Call them women. Just don't call them girls.
I always say lady. I'm like, thanks, lady. And they go, did you just call me lady? I'm like, well, better than other things you've been called, I'm sure. So, you know.
Thank you, Bogman.
I remember one time in particular where one of the ladies did that to me. It was I was getting the grass parking at Salt River Field, the Welsh. And she handed me the ticket, and I go, okay, thanks, lady. And she's like, you just call me lady? I'm like, yeah. She's like, and that's where I got that, because she was like, well, I guess it's better than most things I've been called, so that's fine.
I mean, I would say also it's very condescending when someone goes, sweetheart. Like, you can't do that in 2009.
I don't mind, hun. I don't mind, sweetheart. You can call me any of that stuff. You can't. But
okay, sweetheart. Thanks, sweetheart.
Yeah, yeah. No, you can't. But, when I'm at the going through a drive through or at the grocery store, if the cashier calls me hun or sweetheart or whatever, I don't care. That doesn't bother me.
Okay, then there's a double standard, because I think when men do it, it sounds creepy.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
Okay, that's what I'm talking
about.
That's
a double standard. So,
yeah, people call me lots of things. They can call me whatever they want, but I'm saying when men say it, it sounds creepy. I heard it today.
You were saying that when you are called hun or sweetheart, that you were offended.
Yeah, but the only people that do that are like 60-year-old women.
Yeah. Which is why I don't care. I don't mind at all.
But like guys all the time. Oh, thanks, sweetheart. It's like, don't do that. This isn't Mad Men, guy. You know, it's in the 50s. Don't go get your drink. All right, hon. You want to play? I want to play this video there, sweetheart.
Yeah, sweetheart. Okay.
All right. So this is audio keeping on the Tyreek Evans, epic drug capades that he's got going on. Pardon my take. I've talked about them before, Bogman. You know them. Pardon my take. Barstool. They just happened to have Matt Barnes on their show the other day. And I'm only playing this because they this is their promoted video on their Twitter account. Go follow them at Pardon My Take. I think this is interesting in this. I mean, you know, sometimes you just walk into stuff. Those guys have walked into stuff. I remember they had Alex Smith on the next day. He was gone. He was out for the season. And this audio is Matt Barnes talking about drug use as a player. So I think this is interesting. So again, credit to Pardon My Take. And let's see if I can get this going here. Matt Barnes.
You said that your best games in the NBA were high.
Yeah, I got caught twice. So in the NBA, you get 3 strikes. So I had like 2.75 strikes probably because I was just able to kind of maneuver my way through the years and understanding, you know, smoking and then being able to detox fast enough, you know, eating clean and drinking a lot of water, staying in the steam room. And I was able just to manage it.
Did you ever get any pushback from your coaches or your teammates that didn't like you doing that?
No one really knew. It wasn't something that I was really, because it's, you know, it's illegal basically. You know what I mean? So I had a couple teammates basically. That, you know, on different teams that knew I smoked or would smoke with me. Not to really talk about anybody else or talking about myself, but it was something that happened in the NBA.
You can say Steven Jackson. You can just say it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Steven. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jack and I would. Cause he did. Jack and I would blow it down. You know, that might be two. Like when he and I used to smoke, it might be 2 joints. Yeah.
So that was their video. Pardon my dick with Matt Barnes, but you get it right there. Like you get a feel for. Oh, I mean, we're not dumb. We're not in the dark about this stuff. But you have a player that was just there talking about like, oh yeah, they've got a system down. It's do it, get clean fast, clean eating, sweating. Saunas, you know, get through the process. Plenty of people knew. Players were in on it together. So there had to be some knowledge of this with Tyreek. I can't imagine this is Tyreek Evans. You know, he's not hanging out with Russell Brand having the Jeffrey moment.
Jeffrey.
Yeah. I have a hard time. It's like, hey, first time out there, Tyreek Evans. What's going down?
Yeah.
Heart starting to beat really fast. Some weed, mostly. Sergio gave it to me.
I don't know if I should do this, though. Is it safe?
Heroin.
Oh.
Crunched up E.
Ugh.
Clorox.
Methadone. Subutex. Morphine. Peyote.
What is Subutex?
Some other stuff that's unidentifiable. And I think a little bit of angel dust, actually, if I'm not mistaken.
You know, big glue.
Keep it traditional.
Yeah.
It's like drug Neapolitan.
Drug Neapolitan. My favorite is keep it traditional.
Is angel dust PCP?
I don't know, man.
I'm not big in the drug game. So
I'm not either. Hey, you know what? People might be like, hey, guys, why are you talking so much about this? We are shining heroes here. We are examples that your children should strive to be like, because neither one of us know what's going on here. I'd say I am.
About that.
I don't know what's going on with any of this stuff.
Well, yeah, but I don't know if I would want kids to grow up to be like me. Let's see.
You're a hero. You're an American hero, Bogman.
Angel dust is PCP, so we got that. Okay. So. We know that now.
So does Tyreek. He knows.
Tyreek, what are you doing, man?
It's crazy. I don't remember any time seeing something like this, but straight out ban. We'll find out what it is.
2 years. Like, you can't make your NBA salary for 2 years, and I'm sure, you know, it's not okay. Like he's going to just run into the booth at TNT now or anything like that. Like, what is that guy going to do for 2 years?
I mean, is he going to get clean or not clean for, you know, a year and a half and then spend 6 months doing it?
I wonder if he had a sore throat or something and he took, you know, like codeine cough syrup. And I mean, he would have to go clear that up. But
yeah, I think there's a bigger investigation to that. This is someone that, and this is all speculation. We don't know. We just know. A version of those. This is someone that had a night out with some meth or something like that. You know what I mean?
Just a night out with some meth, you know. Pacers have been out of the playoffs for a whole 2 weeks.
I want to say that.
Someone did that. How are you going to get popped on your day off, Tyreek?
Well, I mean, NBA is on it. You know what I think is interesting, though, is like you look at these guys and I look at that and I'm like, I'd be fine for 2 years, that money they make, unless they do that whole. How many players have we seen that, like, you see behind the scenes and it's like, this player was involved in a drug ring and they, you know, they take their money and they buy all of it. And it's like, I hope it's not to that extent. But Tyreek Evans will be 31 years old when he can be reinstated, Bog. So, I mean, there still is a chance that he's going to come back and be
left
able
on
to
the
do
bone.
It.
Yeah. As long as if he can get clean and, you know, He's a good player. So, and for all we know, you know, this is the first time he gets caught, because like we went through and looked at before, these, like, we know he was doing one of these drugs because these are one of the ones where you get caught the first time and it's over with.
Yeah.
It's not the three strike rule like they have for weed. With weed, they're like, come on, man. Like, we give you three strikes. Just don't get caught three times.
Well, please. Like Barnes, he was just saying there in that interview, he was like,
right.
He was on 2.75, which what that does sound like to me, though, I kind of
feel
like
he got caught once and then it goes away after like 3 years.
I'll tell you, I almost feel like hidden in that statement was something along the lines where the NBA is like, hey, man, like, let's get this together. Like, you get caught once, you get caught twice, but there might even be a couple other, like, incidents where, you know, it might be kind of fishy and it might be like, oh, this is kind of dicey. Like, hearing 2.75, that sounds like something a lot bigger than just straight up 1, 2, 3 warnings, which I actually would be too shocked about with the NBA.
It could have been a thing where they drop it off after 3 years, like you don't get caught for 3 years and it falls off of your three strikes. Yeah. Or it could have been one of those things where he had been caught twice and he got tested and it's like, ooh, I'm failing that one.
You know what I
and
can't
then,
understand?
And then they came back and they said, okay, you're good. And he's like, whoa, okay, thank God.
Maybe this is me. Maybe I'm a little bit different. I can't comprehend something being so important in my life that I wouldn't put it away for millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Millions upon millions of dollars, living my dream, accolades, loved stuff everywhere, living the greatest life, and I can't put down a goddamn joint for a couple years. I can't not do it. I'm not that I'm not going to drink. I have no problem with it. I'm just, you know, I'm not trying to get clean for any tests. I'm just getting a little clean right now. If someone said,
except for the test of life,
if someone said, I will give you $1 million to not drink for a year, done. I'll give you $10 million to not drink for 10 years. Done. I will give up. What if you said you can't eat sugar, you can't eat this, you can't eat that. Here's what you can do. You can eat plants. You can have fruit and you can drink water for a year and I'll give you $1 million. Guess what? Done.
Yeah.
You're going to tell me you wouldn't give up all of that?
I would try. You know, sugar is, I know I'm addicted to sugar 1,000%. If there's one thing I'm addicted to.
Go to sugar rehab.
Out of everything, it is 100% sugar and sodas.
Go to Dr. Willy Wonka. Come with me, and you'll see.
That quote of find what you love and let it kill you. That's me with Coca-Cola. So,
but okay, then maybe you come at this from a different perspective, because I think we're sitting here laughing. But hold on.
I just know it would be really hard.
But I'm saying it's like you and I are sitting here laughing like, oh, look at Matt Barnes. What an idiot. You know, I mean, he got away with it. But look at Tyreek Evans. You can't even stay away from this stuff. How many guys get popped? Josh Gordon, you've ruined your life. You have every opportunity. You're given everything. Aha. I'm saying I give everything up that I need to have that type of life. The 10 years can set up the next 80. Can set up your family for generations, but you're saying like, I don't know, with sugar, I'm not sure that's not much different.
I would say that I can do it and definitely try to do it. And I think that, you know, I've worked long enough and hard enough to know what $1 million is. And I think I'd be able to lay off sugar for a year to get $1 million. But I think like, 17 seconds after the year is up, I would have a soda down my gullet. Like just that second, I know I would do
it. Okay, but what about you get $1 million for every year for 10 years if you didn't have soda and you didn't have candy and you couldn't have fast food, and especially Carl's Jr.?
I can tell you I would do everything in my power to do it, but I can't sit here unequivocally and say that there's no way I would falter or cheat and have a soda or a piece of candy or something, you know.
So I guess what people could do is they can make the argument to say it's like the quality of life thing. Well, it's like, well, right. I want to have a good quality of life if I'm going to do it. And I'd say, okay, that's fine. But you know what? What is your time span? You can have a job for 10 years that can set up your entire life so you never have to worry about your children, yourself, or anybody
again. And there's people rolling their eyes. That, you know, they live that way anyway. They don't have refined sugar. They don't have fast food. And they don't. I do, though. Like, I'm just saying I know myself well enough to know that, you know, I might break on that because I've, you know, kind of got myself into this lazy ass lifestyle of having all the sugar.
But also, guess what? You're not, you don't make $45,000 a day. You don't make those type of things. So it's just, I guess it's a tired argument of all this stuff. But I just look at even a guy like Matt Barnes who's talking about, he's like, yeah, man, I did it. I did clean. I did this. You gotta risk all that. You gotta risk all of that for what? Smoking?
Give it all up, man.
Give it all up, man.
Give it all up for some scissor.
I don't get any of that stuff. I don't get any of it. When you are blessed with the greatest gifts and you're blessed with the greatest opportunities, are you just gonna gamble? You're gonna gamble with it?
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag meth or Tyreek Hill or PCP or Angel Dust or Coke or I don't know, LSD.
Tyreek Hill again. Tyreek Evans.
I apologize. It's just problems. Stop having the problems, man. Stop being an asshole. We got to talk about the drunkest person in the NBA and they don't shoot baskets for a living. They just talk about them. So drinks on you. Drinks up. Cheers.
Have a drink on me.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Rachel! Come on, Rachel! Allegedly! Welcome back. It's In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It is...
I don't know why you gotta pick up my friend Rachel.
Oh,
nothing wrong. I love the way she called everything.
I was about to call you Harry Bogman, but that doesn't have the same.
That's correct. So
yeah, that doesn't have the same exact tone. And by the way, coming back to that whole thing we're talking about the righteousness of property, how a lot of that sounded in the last segment. But like, it's the same thing like those poker dudes. You know, like the guys with the. I mean, these guys do these bets where it's like, hey, you can't do this for so long. And like the guy goes in the dark room, gets $100,000, just like. You put $1 million down and you tell me the things I can't have within relative reason, which I would say, by the way, having a career for millions of dollars and opportunities no one else gets to not have to, like, I don't know, do drugs. I think that's a reasonable ask.
Where would we how far down the line do you have to go to where you're like, just my level of life would be so bad? Like if I told you, you had to live in your current situation with all the animals and the people in your house in a one bedroom apartment for a year, would you take the $1 million then?
I mean, I see. Okay. But that you're getting more
I'm
into the,
asking.
I know what you're saying, but you're getting more into the, like, can you live in the dark room for 30 days type of stuff? Like I'd try it. I don't think it would work. I have four dogs, a ferret and five people in my house. Bogman. That's not going to work in a one-bedroom apartment.
That's why I said that. So yeah. So there's a line for everybody. Like,
okay, but that's so different than what we're talking about.
So much lower for you than it is for me. Like, if they were like, you have to take the bus for a year, I'd be like, no, thanks. I don't think so.
See, that's what I'm talking. Like, you're laying out where you're like, all right, you got to live in a one-bedroom apartment. There's no water. You get electricity on every Thursday. Like, you're being ridiculous. I'm saying there's just some things we don't want you to do.
You can have all the channels you want and all the PlayStations and all that stuff. You just have to live in a one bedroom apartment with all those people and animals.
But again, that's not saying, hey, you can't do illegal drugs. And we want you to eat right and don't have soda. I mean, not even those
requirements. I'm not comparing the things. I'm asking where we have to get for your line to where you would say, look, I'm just not going to be able to do this. So,
well, because but you're also putting something that might be beyond me. Like, you're not putting it solely on me. You're putting a bunch of people in a place that it might not work. If you're saying,
let's just say it would work out for everybody else. Everyone else
in your life
could handle it.
Yeah, I'm a father and a husband, Bogman. I do lots.
Like, I get nothing to myself anyway. So what difference does it make?
Their happiness does not correlate to my happiness. My happiness is just, is everyone all right? All right. I'll lay in this grave.
You're like, hey, look, you know what? The apartment complex still has a parking lot, right? I can go stand out there. That's fine.
Yeah. So. You know how many years I've slept on a couch? Even as a husband and a father, I've slept on a couch, not because I'm in trouble. I'd be fine. I'd be fine. But I'm saying, like, you're saying, like, if I had to ride a bus, I'd say no for $1 million. That's ridiculous.
I would probably do the bus.
If you had to get up at 7 a.m., I think you would probably say no for $1 million.
No, I'm not a 7 a.m. person. 7 a.m. would actually be fine. I think after 3 months of it, I would be okay. After getting into the routine, that first couple months would be brutal. But what I really can't stand is the fact that I stay up late to do all my work, right? Like, we got a lot of work to do. I stay up late to do it. And then I sleep in. I sleep till 10 or 11, and people are like, half the day is gone. People don't stay up. Why are you so lazy? You slept at like 8. Dick, I slept the same 6 hours you did. It's just at a different time. All right.
You did wake up at 1 p.m. today, though.
I did not wake up at 1. I got out of bed at 1. There's a difference.
Okay. Sorry.
There's a difference. And I didn't go to bed until 5. There you go.
I got up at 6.
Yeah, well, congratulations. You want an effing medal?
No, we're
almost $700. You're almost $100 richer right there. You almost guessed the exact price on The Price is Right. I almost had to give you $100.
Hey, sweetheart, why don't you get up a little bit early? I'm trying to win $100 here.
God, no? Can we make it to Rachel Nichols, please?
Yeah, Rachel Nichols, the lush, hashtag lush. Rachel, her nickname would be Lush. She's fun. I will say this.
Rachel Nichols. I do.
I like Rachel Nichols. I think she's hilarious and she's incredibly good at her job. And, you know, I guess another plug for the Pardon My Take guys. She's been on their show a whole lot. And it's funny because what she's getting a lot of backlash on, you've heard before. Like, she talked to those guys about, like, hey, come out and drink. And, like, Rachel Nichols is someone that likes to have a good time. The only difference that we're finding out is ESPN's like, hey, you can have a good time on the air with us. And that kind of happened during the NBA draft where Rachel, this is all accusations, but a lot of people are saying that Rachel Nichols was three sheets to the wind during the NBA draft.
She a little tuned up at the end. Like, you could.
She was essentially me last week on the baseball podcast.
Or that one time on this show where I was like, you know what? I've had a bad day. I'm going to have a couple drinks. And by the end of the show, you know, I was in the Rachel Nichols territory at the end of the draft here. So
that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. It's happened to everyone before. It's just,
I'm not judging, by the way.
No, I'm not judging. What I would say is I just didn't like the overall format, regardless of whether she was sober or hammer timed at the end of the draft. But, because they were talking during the draft, like, as Mark Tatum was calling all of the, you know, the 14.
She was
picks,
acting the like there wasn't a show going on. Like, she was hanging out at the bar with people. And like we would do, like if we were hanging out, just making comments at everything. Like, she was she was doing her own personal show, forgetting that she's like on television.
And David Griffin, like, we knew at one point that the Pelicans were moving up. We didn't know they were moving up to 1, but we knew they were moving up. And she looks at David Griffin. She goes, "You need to be happy, David Griffin." And he did not flinch. He didn't look at her. He didn't do anything.
I don't think so.
Into it.
And she was like, I saw the thing where, I think Zion and RJ Barrett were at the table together. And all she was doing was talking about Zion. And then when she asked Barrett a question, it was about Zion. I mean, she was. Yeah. Do we have audio of this?
Yeah, we do. We have this is the last. This is less than a minute. This is 4, 3, 2, and 1. They're announcing the picks live, so you can hear her. It's really after number one is picked, and she's talking about the number one overall pick.
All right, here we go. This ad, I think, is done playing here. So let's turn this
fourth
up.
Pick in the 2019 NBA draft goes to the Los Angeles Lakers. The third pick goes to the New York Knicks.
I don't hear her.
Yeah, she'll talk at the end.
The second pick will be made by the Memphis Grizzlies. Oh. and that means that the number one pick in the 2019 NBA draft goes to the New Orleans Pelicans.
Wow. All right. Barring a trade, New Orleans will pick first overall for just the second time in franchise history. New Orleans selected Anthony Davis for the top pick back in 2012. Davis asked for a trade, but I don't know, guys. Now Zion Williamson might be coming to town. Look out.
Zion Williamson, everybody. And it was the first time in French's history.
French is the Pelican.
And she just like starts getting louder and louder. She is not talking at the end of the draft. She is screaming at the end of the draft. And everyone knows that when, you know, your girlfriend, your wife, your significant other has had a little bit too much. And they're like, you know, I did that one time back in blah, blah, blah.
And it's like, whoa. Okay.
All right. It's time to leave. Let's go. Everyone. Yeah. Say goodbye to everybody. Okay. We've had enough time. We'll see everyone later.
This Come on, sweetheart. Let's get out of here, hon. Let's go. Let's get out of here.
Hand, right. Yeah. All right, we've had enough, and Woj wasn't about to do that. So,
But the bigger problem, too, is like I was listening on the radio, and I can't play my reaction video because it's not appropriate for radio.
I think you should.
I'm trying to get the $100 from you.
I like to win $100 that I almost just lost.
Yeah, it's so close. It would have been great. I mean, you know, next time maybe you'll get up a little bit earlier and think of some material that'll get you that money.
Maybe I will.
Maybe you will. But during the radio broadcast, they were taking that feed. Every time she was like, whoa! Like, again, by the way, I'm not judging. I don't care. Personally, I don't get to
entertain. It's chaos, people.
But what was so hilarious, where is the tweet? Because then it didn't stop for Rachel Nichols because a lot, I don't know, I didn't see all this stuff. A lot of criticism was going on about, I don't know, making it about herself or that she was drunk or whatever it was.
Raving. She was screaming at the end of the draft. Like you could tell there, but she was doing that before too. Like she was laying out the scenario, which, you know, she must've had some of her faculties left because she was still able to tell what was going on
about Zion Williams
in the draft. But, there was a tweet about,
I got it right here.
Steph Curry's mom.
Yeah. Right. So her tweet, this is days after, this is like 2 days ago. She goes, Del Curry telling, I don't know who, Doris Burke. Del Curry telling Doris Burke that Sonia Curry, quote, normally has a cocktail before the game, just made me like Sonia even more than I already did. And you can imagine what those the comments look like under. Like, here's the second comment.
How many cocktails did you have a lottery night?
This next one, we know. Rumor has it you were drunk at the draft lottery selection. LOL. Are there any other good ones?
I don't know. There was enough. So it's just
this guy says cocktails before a game, cocktails before the draft lottery, cocktails for everyone.
Oh man,
are you offended by any of that? Like,
of course not. No,
I'm the type of guy.
I don't get offended really. So
well, except if someone tells you to wake up early.
Yeah, I mean, don't tell me to wake up early. Mind your business. So,
and don't say hon. Oh, I guess no. You like
no. I call me hon.
Don't say
call
girls. Don't say girls or tell you about waking up.
I don't
up
care
before
if anyone says girls. Like I said, I don't get offended. So, in general,
you're
so,
not a warrior.
No, the worst is when people that know how much work I do, especially on our stuff, the Welsh, and then they're like, "Well, yeah, you didn't get up till one today." So that's the stuff that I don't like. But that's fine. It's fine. I don't get offended by most things. So.
But like, I'm not
get out of here before I lose $100.
Yeah. So. No. Let's keep going. Let's drag this out a little bit more. Uh-huh. I'm not a traditionalist, and there's so many people. You know, something one of our buddies got in a Twitter war about was kind of laying into. Well, this is much different. I'll say he was laying into a certain team's broadcast team, and of course the fans of that team were not having any of it. And we all pick on. Like, I just don't like, I don't like homerism, and I don't like over, I just don't like nonsense with it, but in a different nonsensical way. Like, I like fun, and there's so many people that don't want fun. They just want it down the line. They want the traditional play-by-play, and then they want the color analyst to just kind of come in. They want it to be, you know, fair and balanced like Fox right down the line, Bogman. But I like fun. You know what? Let Mark Grace have 12 beers. Let's get Harry Carey some vodka. Let's get Rachel Nichols a cocktail. Look, let's have fun.
Harry Carey was the most beloved broadcaster maybe ever.
Hi.
It was a well-known fact that he was usually tanked by the end of the game, especially when the Cubs were bad.
Yeah, so and it was a tradition. He was like the Bill Walsh of commentators, because then he had a tree under him of like Mark Grace, who was like, "Oh, you get tanked when you do it," you know. So
this is just it's okay. This is one of the very few things that the NBA didn't coordinate with ESPN very well on, because if Rachel Nichols was going to be able to talk over Mark Tatum announcing picks, Mark Tatum should have said something back. Other people should have been able to have a microphone or something. It shouldn't have just been Rachel Nichols screaming drunk into the microphone about the possibilities and what's coming next.
What would have been great is if you would have heard her like stirring a drink with ice in it.
Oh, my God. She was sniffing a lot, like she had a cold or something. Like, maybe it was, you know, she took cold medication and then had one cocktail. Maybe that made her, you know, dizzy or whatever. But you can hear
some scissor. You're saying some scissor here, Bob.
No. I'm not saying that Tyreek Evans made a drink. So I'm just saying that you could hear that when she, like, she clearly had some sniffle or something going on. But what I'm saying is we need, I feel like we just needed something different. It's not that this was bad. It's that it just didn't work.
I agree. We needed something different, like a different lottery. A different way to do the lottery. The worst thing at that thing was not Rachel Nichols at all. Rachel Nichols actually was the only thing that I got to walk away and enjoy because of that. Oh, I have to say something I can't say. I don't think I would have lost $100, Bogman, but I think I used this word in another respect. Show, and it's probably just not a good one to use.
Kinda okay. Like, yeah. Text it to me.
Yeah. But like that travesty of a lottery, which is just the worst. It could not have been a worse thing that they did. In my eyes, obviously, as a scorned fan, had nothing. I mean, thank God for Rachel Nichols. That there's something we can walk away and talk about Woodson and all that type of stuff. But I actually applaud, and I think it's funny. I love when like really good people or people that are really good at their job and well respected. I like when they become people and then people want to pick on them. Like, yeah, guess what? He's had a couple drinks. He had fun. She had some entertainment to it when everyone was stick up their butt type of bull crap during the draft and then, or the lottery. And then the lottery happened. And then, you know,
she'll be calling the draft, I guess is what I should ask.
Well, if she is, I think she's going to have a club soda. If she does, I think she's going to have a PA or, you know, an assistant that'll be by and they'll just be like, you make sure it's coffee. Like it's coffee. And she rips it open. She's like, and the flask. Rachel does that to have fun.
Like I think in her Twitter profile, it says something about how she loves Jack Daniels.
Dude, I'm telling you, the interviews that she's done on the Pardon My Take stuff, half of what she talks about is having drinks. She would always give those guys crap because they haven't come out and had drinks with her. Half of what her experience in life is talking about drinks. She likes a good glass of Jack, I guess. You know? Hey, she likes a good cocktail, maybe a Manhattan.
Nothing wrong with that. So
I don't like Manhattans. I don't like, what's the other one? Manhattan and the Old Fashioned.
I don't know. Old fashioned. I like old fashions.
Yeah, it's not the old fashioned I like, but it's not, I don't like the drink old fashioned.
I actually don't like that old fashioned. So, huh? I mean, I can do that one myself. Oh.
You mean make the drink at home, Bogman?
Right. I can make an old fashioned myself. That's exactly what I mean. Yeah. So, I don't know what you were thinking. Okay. So.
Well, I don't know. I still think she's a saint. I'm still a Rachel Nichols fan, even though it was.
I don't think she's a saint, but she's still good at her job. You know, one bad day at work doesn't make you bad at your job. So
I hope not. I hope not. We're in trouble. Maybe today.
Yeah, we would have been canceled a long time ago.
Yeah, I might be canceled in this next show. So, all right, sweethearts and huns and girls and boys and all the peoples. We'll be back. It's only hour one. We got a whole bunch more to talk about. We've got to talk about the slew of prospects that have come up. And frankly, we have other stuff, but I'm not looking at the show sheet, so I don't know. So just strap in, get excited, and, you know, just live life a little dangerously. Right, Bogman? Close your eyes and go fast.
Live your best life.
Live your best life, please.
Oh, you're talking about Tony Robbins. Did you hear about Tony Robbins?
Oh, we're going to talk about that. All right.